cloudlessness of the coming night. The fading golden brocade that streaked the sky overhead was all that remained of the daylight, but enough to show the frozen rosy splotches on each of their noses and cheeks. Enough for Polly to glimpse tension on the face of the elder Quaker widow. "This is the last house," Polly whispered to Susanna, flexing her aching fingers inside her wool mittens. "Then we shall return home." "Of course," Susanna conceded as the door opened and bright light poured out upon them, illuminating a spark in Susanna's eyes, a spark Polly knew all too well, a spark that meant something was afoot. The Quaker widow stepped away from the door and took her place among other dissenters in the group, who were attired in plain and unadorned garments, as was their custom. Earlier, after Susanna had convinced Polly to join her for the wassailing, Polly wasn't entirely surprised to discover that their company was made up of Susanna's dissenter friends. Susanna made no pretense about her strong political views, and never passed up an opportunity to gather with like-minded friends whenever she came to visit. Although Polly would have preferred to wassail with friends from her own social circle, she hadn't been able to begrudge Susanna the favor, nor had she been able to resist an opportunity to sing, even if the group was strange and sober. Susanna's poke through her heavy cloak was Polly's sign to begin her song. As the open doorway filled with several women, Polly took her place at the fringe of the group and hummed several notes before starting. "A jolly wassail bowl, a wassail of good ale." The others allowed her to sing the first stanza by herself, and her voice lifted clear and pure with the melody of the traditional song. A hush fell over the women who were now stepping out of the farmhouse. As her song rose, even the dog stopped its barking. At the Blue Anchor Inn across the road, she could feel the attention of several patrons upon her. Men who were either coming to or going from the alehouse. Out of the corner of her eye, she could see that one stocky man had leaned his shoulder against the weathered clapboards and was staring at her from beneath the triangular brim of his cocked hat. Susanna glanced toward the barn at the rear of the farmhouse and squeezed Polly's arm. "Sing another verse." Susanna's request was met with a murmur of assent from the hefty woman facing them, likely the farmer's wife with her milkmaids and scullery girls behind her. Polly didn't need much prodding to continue. Her song filled the air, drawing the plump, almost square-shaped farmer away from the barn toward them. With a limping gait, he lagged behind several boys, likely his sons. Polly was warmed with a small measure of satisfaction that her singing could please others so readily. Later, when she was alone, she would offer prayers of contrition for her vanity. But for now, she was helpless but to release the melody. She sang several more stanzas by herself as the crowd expanded the same way it had at their previous stops. Finally, Susanna and her friends joined in, finishing the song. Together, they sang the chorus two more times, before offering the wassail bowl to the farmer and then to his wife. The drink was no longer bubbling hot as it had been at their first visit. Nevertheless, everyone sipped from the bowl and praised the sweet spiciness of fine ale and roasted crabapple, blended with cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, and ginger. In exchange for the songs and drink, the farm wife had her maids pass out an apple to each of the wassailers. The chatter of the singers mingled with those of the farmer and his family, but the laughter this time was different, louder, more forced. Or maybe Polly was merely unnerved by the young man who continued to lean nonchalantly against the Blue Anchor and stare at her. The other patrons had listened for a verse or two before hustling on their way, but this one hadn't budged, not even when they'd finished singing. The shadows of the early evening prevented her from seeing his features clearly, but from the glimpse or two she'd caught, he was certainly dashing enough to make her squirm. Polly focused her attention on Susanna, who was speaking to the farmer's wife. "'Tis true, we are ahead of the festivities for our wassailing, as we've not yet celebrated Twelfth Night. But we were in a joyous mood this day and thought to spread our cheer." The farmer's wife boxed one of the boys in his ear for drinking too long from the wassail bowl. "We won't complain that you've come, especially since your sister has such a pretty voice." "I'm not," Polly started to explain that Susanna was her aunt, her mother's youngest sister. But Susanna cut her off.